This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Welcome to the Sundial Writers' Corner. I'm Doreen Nutt, one of the producers, along with Brett Tannehill. Today, we welcome a new Sundial contributor, Sarah Leibold, who takes us with her on a long hike where she has come up with a way to keep herself occupied while walking long hours for many days.
I follow turkey tracks where acorns fall and smack under looming longleaf pines all along the endless ridgeline. I came up with that first line while hiking the Pinhoti Trail. Then later, wrapped in my sleeping bag inside a cozy two-person tent, I workshopped the rest of the poem under the light of my headlamp. It became my mantra while on trail. I repeated it over and over, acting as a catalyst to bring myself back to the present. Now, you might think, how could you not be present while actively hiking up and down mountains, crossing streams, and climbing over fallen trees? But when you hike 8+ hours a day, every day for weeks on end, your mind tends to wander. I daydream to distract myself from the monotony. But I went to the woods for connection, for challenge, for escapement, and didn't want it to be a blur. So repeating turkey tracks would bring me back to the moment. I'd focus on the flora along the trail, such as the mountain laurel slicks and the evergreen tunnels so thick with rhododendron I had to duck my head to pass through, acting as gatekeepers to the southern Appalachian mountains. I told myself I must return when they are in bloom to see the whole forest in fuchsia. I'd stop occasionally and listen to the absolute stillness and quiet of the woods and wonder how far away the nearest human was, feeling as though I had the whole wilderness to myself. Other times, I'd halt in my tracks to hear leaves crunching as an animal scurries away in the distance, and depending on how loud the crunching was, gave me an indication of how large the animal was. Although most of the time, it was just a squirrel making as much of a racket as a doe. I'd play the game sticker snake, trying to guess what was lying on the trail in the distance, because roots look mighty similar to snakes laying across the path. But it was almost always a stick. The snakes I usually didn't see until I was just about to step on them. It is above all else a privilege to be able to escape to the woods, and escape I did. However, the moment I stepped foot on the trail at Flag Mountain, I felt an overwhelming feeling of being right where I was supposed to be, like the feeling of returning home. Where acorns fall and smack under looming longleaf pines.
Sarah Leibold is from nearby Hazel Green, but has roamed far and wide on her adventures, rowing the Mississippi River, biking the Natchez Trace, and hiking the Appalachian Trail. She even has her own adventure travel website to connect with folks who share her love of the outdoors. You can hear Sarah's essay again, along with any of the past stories and poems submitted by Sundial writers, by going to WLRH.org and clicking on the Sundial tab. You can hear a brand new episode of the Sundial Writers Corner every Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.